So basically, Matthew said, cuss him out or go to therapy. I'll do the former. All right, let's go. Omakanga, what's your question?
I'm a huge fan of the work that you're doing and been following you for a while. So just thank you for all you're doing and helping us elevate our health. My question comes back to dieting. You said you don't believe in dieting and more about the lifestyle changes, and I completely understand that. I wanted to know if you consider something like intermittent fasting to be like a dietary thing. And if not, is it just wise to just not eat after a certain hour? Like, what are your thoughts as it relates to not so much what to eat, but when to eat?
Okay, I'll tell you just something very simple. Your body does not know if it's, for example, circadian rhythm. We know it's day because the sun, right? And as the sun sets, we know it's nighttime. Your body doesn't function that way. So intermittent fasting is something that I do myself, right? But it's because of the work that I do. So mm-hmm. I wake up really early. I would feel very lethargic when I eat something. So for my lifestyle.
Early, what time?
5 a.m.
Oh, hell yeah, that's way too early. That's, oh Lord.
Intermittent fasting is great, right? But when we talk about dieting, it's very specific. This is why there's no diet that is going to fit everyone, right? So what I tell people, I believe in whole foods, because whole foods, it's for fuel. We not only eat to look a certain way. When people look at me, oh, I want all the muscles. I want to look like that. Well, I follow a very specific diet, and I move a lot. Is that going to say it would be conducive for someone who does not want to look very muscular? So when it comes down to nutrition, this is what I'm going to tell everyone at home. Learn what your goals are. If you want to look like an athlete, you're going to eat like an athlete. Mm-hmm. If you want to be healthy, you can't really start thinking, I'm just going to eat a 500-calorie diet and think that that's sustainable. If you're yo-yoing, right, and you come back to the same habits, think about something that you can sustain. So with my parents and how I got them off all their medication and how I got them 40, 50 pounds down, right? Over 100 pounds, both of them, in less than a year, right? I told them, get rid of alcohol. They really don't drink. And all things that are processed. They were left with whole foods. So we were eating a variety of foods. But when it comes to whole foods, something that is not processed,
mm-hmm.
the combinations of foods that you're integrating, they're going to have everything that you need. Protein, fiber, micronutrients, all your macros, everything together. So instead of me telling my mom, hey, you cannot eat a banana because you have a craving and it's 9 or 10 at night, instead of her suffering through not having something sweet, hey, have your banana. Let's have a bowl of fruit because that is going to be a lot healthier than the pint of ice cream that she was having. So over time, people need to start thinking this is not a race. It's a marathon. So if you're doing something that is not sustainable, you're going to quit. This is not, I'm not the coach that is going to give you a diet that now you're losing 20 pounds in a month. It's that really healthy. Right. If it sounds too good to be true, you already know. You know what you need to do.
Yep.
We should not be here in denial. So this is what I say. I'm going to give you the tools to fly on your own. Right. This is why I have programming that you can do. Right. But if you're listening to what I'm saying, anyone can get fit.
OK, Renita.
And healthy.
Renita, I got.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.